Thursday night, Dvar Halacha, or L'chof Hei Nisan. So last night we talked about Sfiras HaOmer, just to have an idea, what are we doing? What are we doing? You see people like have such kavana, it's so wonderful to see people like Mamish get into Sfiras HaOmer, but I'm not sure if they know what they're counting. What are they counting? So we saw in the Chinuch that the Chinuch actually learns, or at least the Shorish HaMitzvah, is that you're taka counting the way really most people assume, that you're counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. The reason that's a tremendous Chiddush is because in the Torah, nowhere is Yom Chamishim presented as the day of Matan Torah. And it has nothing to do with the celebration of Yom Chamishim, and you bring your Shtei Alechem, and it's a Yom Tiv, nothing to do, and according to the Chinuch, that it really is what Yom Chamishim is, and that's embedded in Sfiras HaOmer, maybe not in Chag HaShavuos, but it's embedded in Sfiras HaOmer. But the Ran and Pesachim, and we said it's a little shver that the Chinuch grabbed the hold of Midrabbanon, Bizman HaZeh, because there's no Omer, because the Chinuch himself says it's not really tied to the Omer. The Omer is just a convenient hook to hang the hat of counting on, as he explains, and we explained it last night. But it has nothing really to do with the Omer. We said Tzarechiyah, maybe with Tarech HaShulchan, it's more understandable. Okay. The Ran, at the very end of Pesachim, the end of Arvei Pesachim, the end of Mesechus Pesachim, he says, not like the Chinuch, he says that it's a Haggadah, it's a Medrash, it's a Haggadah, it's a Haggadata, that the Bnei Yisrael went to Moshe and said, you said that when you go out of Mitzrayim, Tavdun Eso Elokim Al Arazeh, when, and they counted it. But he said, that's only Mikan Kovu Chachamim L'Sfiras HaOmer. So that means, that's an Agada, and that's why Rabbonon Womisakein Sfira Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Korban, and no Omer, and no Shtei Alechem. So there's a Medrash, so that's why we count. But really we count, even that's not entirely correct, the Ran says, we count as a Zecher L'Mikdash. Now the real counting is indeed from the Korban Omer to the Shtei HaLechem, the Ran very strongly implies, Kamat says. And the counting nowadays, which is Midrabbanan, because there's no Omer and no Shtei HaLechem, is Zecher L'Mikdash, which is really a Lashon HaGemara and Menachos, which everybody has to deal with. That Gemara that calls it Zecher L'Mikdash. The Chinuch, I mean, everybody has to deal with it, especially the Rambam that holds the Oraisim is Manazeh, the Zecher L'Mikdash. But the Agada is like a Gishmaka Agada, and that's why Rabbanon was so, call it, insistent on being Mesakein, that we should count nowadays, do, because it is Agada that they counted the days till Matan Torah. So it's very much not like the Chinuch, who says that's the Shorash of the whole mitzvah. So according to the Ran, I would call it according to the Ran, you're counting Poshet the way it says in the Torah, the way the literal reading of the Torah is, you're counting from the Korban Omer to the Korban Shtei HaLechem. What are you counting? What is that? So I'll go back to the Chinuch in his explanation of these two mitzvahs, that the Korban Omer is and the Korban Shtei HaLechem are, this is when the crops come in, they ripen, you cut them down. This is the agricultural cycle, and this is our basic food, sustenance, saorim, chitim. And chitim is more so than saorim. Saorim ripens early, but it's not really the mainstay of food. It's really machal behema more. And chitim is like food and bread. That's the staff of life. And according to the Chinuch, these karbonos are like when we bench. We bring karbonos. We're mamish. This is the... It's almost like saying Parshas Hamon every day. This is our, we're bringing a korban and we're davening to Hashem that we should have parnasa, that we should have sustenance, that we should have food. We should have food on the table. We should have what we need. And that's what these korbanos are. And then it's like, we lost that. It's like a tremendous, powerful thing that these are the korbanos we bring to ask Hashem to give us what we need, to give us our tzrachim, and the ultimate of tzrachim is food, and the sorim, and it like moves up to chitim, which is the prime food, and we count those days where we where the barley ripens, and you bring omer, barley, and then a couple of weeks later, the chitim ripen, and you bring a carbon out of chitim, the shtei alechem. But the idea of these carbonos are, as I said, a tefillah and a hodah to Hashem that we have what we need, and that's what we're counting, you know, from it being sort of b'dieved, and okay, we can get by with this, till the ultimate, it's great. Oh, chitim, wow, this is great. And that's what we're counting according to the Ran. The Ran doesn't explain the karbonos. The chinuch in these mitzvahs of Omer and Shtei Alechem explain these karbonos this way. According to the Ran, though, that is what we're counting. We're counting from the korban Omer to the korban Shtei Alechem. And therefore, of course, the Ran says, well, nowadays, it's not midiraisa, it's midirabbanan. So bottom line is that so far we have two shitas. What are we doing? What are we counting? According to the chinuch, we're taka counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. And according to the Ran and Psochem, at the end of Psochem, Ayin Shom, we're counting indeed from the Korban Omer to the Korban Shtei Halachem. And according to the chinuch, that's just almost incidental. And you learn, you want to look further into this, Maral, Kedarko puts everything all together, or Hashulchan puts it all together, B'chulu. The Omer is mentioned many times in Chazal as B'schus Zeh, we have Eretz Yisrael. Be aware that it's, because it has to do with the fact that, you know, B'achalto, B'savoto, B'rachdus, Hashem Elokecha, L'Eretz Atov, Hashem Elson Loch, and it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, especially. The idea that we're makdish the land, it's kadosh, the land is kadosh because we use it in avodas Hashem, because we use it as a stepping stone to praise Hashem and to thank Hashem, so that's connected to Eretz Yisrael very much, and indeed the Korban Omer is brought down in Chazal as the Korban which is b'schus zed, the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, and I assume it's the Shtei Alechem too, this whole like the spectrum from Omer to Shtei Alechem.